Okay, this is the next session of council, and we will be hearing in just a moment from John Ashman, who is the Director of Utility Planning. He will present to you a watershed implementation plan. But before we get to that, we will begin with introductions, starting with the president. Please state your name, your school, and which role you're playing.
I'm Alexandra at Cetus. I'm from Cape and Lupin High School, and I'm the president.
Okay.
I'm Janetis. I come from Cape and Lupin. And I'm representing
you're the vice president. Yes. President. Okay.
My name is Spencer Turner. I'm from Sussex Tech, and I'm representing district number 3.
Blake Jackson from Sussex Central, and I'm representing district number 4.
Moselle Matthews from Cape and Lupin, and I represent district number 5.
Emily Lee from Sussex Tech, and I'm the county attorney.
I'm James Albertello. I'm from Cape, and I'm the finance director.
I am Mariah Lee from Sussex Technical High School, and I'm representing Clerk of the Council.
Great, thank you. Welcome to all of you. If you'll remember to please speak into your mics clearly so that we can pick up the audio on both the live stream and the recording. All right, without any further ado, here is Mr. Ashman. Mr. Ashman?
I'm going to fix my screen.
I will fix your screen.
Thank you. Good morning. The county is under state mandate to eliminate or upgrade all septic systems within 1,000 feet of any waterway that discharges into the Chesapeake Bay. Our first area of consideration is an area around the town of Bethel, from Woodland Ferry Road to the state line, primarily 1,000 feet on both sides of the Nanticoke River and Broad Creek. That's okay, I can read while you're moving. Your task as county council is to decide the route in which the county will proceed with a septic elimination program or a septic upgrade. The area encompasses approximately 6,000 acres of land, which could reach a build-out potential of 25,000 to 40,000 EDUs, or equivalent dwelling units, which would mean about 25,000 to 40,000 septic systems, or a treatment plant capable of treating the waste from this many homes, which would be about 5.4 to 9 million gallons per day. For our proposal today, we'll consider approximately 6,000 existing EDUs, or one EDU per acre. This is the area that encompasses around Broad Creek and Nanticoke. The standard upgrade for a septic system could be between $3,000 and $5,000, but those houses with existing cesspools could see a cost between $20,000 and $25,000. For the sake of this demonstration, let's consider one EDU per acre. There's a lot of farmland. That puts us at about $6,000. And if all needed the average upgrade, they'd be looking at about $24 million. If only 1,000 needed a new system and the remaining upgrade, it would be about $42.5 million. This is the map from DENREC. This is showing the 1,000 feet on both sides of the rivers. This is kind of what we went through before. Installing the new septic systems are about $22,500 per unit. We've already identified that there are many cesspools in the area that need to be replaced. It's not a viable option. Again, the cost per standard septic would be between $3,000 and $5,000. Cost of a new system to replace existing cesspools would be $20,000 to $25,000. If we figure the average cost, we get to that $42.5 million. Any new development that would be forced to pay the $22,500 plus or minus per unit to have the new sewer system. If we use our $6,000, we hit these numbers at about $14 million, depending on the level of treatment. And we need to include land cost, as we will need a new location for a plant and spray fields, which puts us at about 250 acres. And if we figured about $15,000 an acre, it'd be about $3.75 million. We also need to install regional infrastructure, as we have nothing in the Bethel area at this time, and that's to collect and transmit to the treatment facility. We figured about $12,000 per EDU times the 6,000 EDUs, so we're about $72 million. That puts us at a potential project cost of $89.75 million to put in a collection system and treatment plant for this area. Our other items to consider are our annual cost to operate and maintain. Those with existing septic systems would see about $250 for pumping and about a $250 maintenance fee for the new systems. Our treatment plant would be about a $250 service charge and then approximately $750 in front footage fees. That's the cost to the units to install the infrastructure in front of their residence. The longevity of the systems, the average septic system lasts between 15 to 20 years if it's maintained properly. And a treatment plant, you'd be 20 plus years before you need upgrades. The other thing to consider is normally with central sewer service, the property values in the area increase. So at this point in time, it's sort of up to you as to whether the county decides to install a central sewer system or if we do upgrades to the existing septics or install new septic systems or those that have cesspools on site currently.
I actually have a question for you. For those residents who live there that don't currently have a sewer system and you want to implement one, do they have a choice? Because you're charging them monthly, but if they don't want it, is there an alternate that they could choose instead?
Currently, the ones that are existing now will either have an on-site septic system or a cesspool. If the cesspool fails or they try to sell the house, DENREC will not let them sell the house until the system is upgraded.
Is there any other questions?
If there's no other questions, then you need a motion?
I ask for a motion.
Okay.
Actually, I do have a question. Sure. Have you talked to the Sussex Conservation District considering that they specialize in runoff with your septic system?
We have not spoken directly with the Conservation District. We're working with DENREC. They are the ones in charge of removing these on-site septic systems or pushing the push for the on-site septic systems.
Hey, how many do you think you will actually have to, like, what will happen if we don't upgrade? How long do you think it'll be until we'll have no choice?
Currently, there are some that don't have a choice now. There are areas in the town that have cesspools or failing septic systems, and they do not have enough land to put in a new system. They will require some kind of upgrade or remediation at this point in time. So it's sort of up to you. Do we vote to upgrade their existing septic systems or replace their cesspools, or do we put in this new treatment facility, which is, you know, a better treatment option, but a much higher cost?
I have a question. Mm-hmm. So how about the new houses in the area that, you know, new houses, so they have new septic systems. What do you have to upgrade those as well, even though they're relatively, you know, new?
Depending on the year of the system, most of the ones that have been installed up to about 2 years ago are probably still going to require this, at least an advanced system on top of what they have. That can be anywhere between a $5,000 and $7,000 option, but we would have to look back to the years of the system and make sure it was maintained properly.
Is there any difference in how long they would last from just the regular, like, sewer system to the upgrade? Is there a big difference in how long they last or the quality?
As far as it being an on-site system or a central system from the county?
I don't know a whole lot about sewer systems.
Central systems on that are on-site, an on-site septic system, which most people have, as long as it's not the cesspool. It depends on how much it's used. It depends on how it's taken care of, how, you know, when it's maintained, how often it's maintained, how often it's pumped.
All right.
And how often will it be maintained? Like if someone goes out to check it or?
Under the new regulations, once the septic systems are installed, they will have to have an annual maintenance contract with somebody who goes out and inspects and does maintenance on it and pumps it. And that was the $250 for the maintenance fee, and that'll be an annual charge, as well as the $250 service charge and the $750 from the county would also be an annual charge. So it's basically either $500 or $1,000 at this point in time.
And if we decided to do the central system, how long would that take to bring into effect?
We'd have to go into design, figure out where all the infrastructure needs to go, pump stations, sizes of pipelines, identify lands that are suitable for our spray irrigation and a place to build our facility. So you're probably talking 2 years before we would start putting the shovel in the ground. And then you're probably, since it's in the Bethel area and the size of the streets, you're probably about a year to 18 months for construction.
So for those who their cesspools are already failing, they have to wait another 2 years without, could they maintain, like, could they fix it themselves?
They could probably do some type of holding tank system that we would probably schedule a pumping system to take care of it in the meantime, and take it to one of our other facilities.
And would that increase how much they pay for it?
Not at this point in time.
So if the average septic system lasts 15 to 20 years, and you're saying you have to replace them after 2 years for relatively new houses, does that mean that they'll have to pay the $3,000, $5,000 for the upgrade again?
No, once the upgrade's in place, that's a permanent upgrade.
So will they have to renew, like, their contract with the, you know, $250 pumping for every year, the annual contract with it?
They have to renew that every year.
All right. If there are no other questions from council, Madam President, then it would be appropriate to... you may actually have a motion. Do you have a motion?
I have a motion, okay. But more or less we're asking for direction from them at this point in time to upgrade septics or do a on-site.
Okay. So...
My motion and recommendation from the engineering department was to... I can give you my motion. You can hear it. Be it moved that Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to proceed with engineering and evaluation of a Sussex County-owned treatment facility to serve the Bethel area affected by the Chesapeake Bay Watershed Implementation Plan.
As presented on today's date.
As presented on today's date.
And so if you're inclined to support that, then you would make the motion, second the motion, and then see where the vote goes. If there is not a majority vote for that option, then he would have to present to you, or you could then present an alternate option, which would be the upgrade to septic systems, and then vote on that. But so this is the motion he has before you. If there's any interest in adopting this motion, someone should make the motion and then second the motion.
Do we have a motion to adopt?
A motion to adopt.
I second it.
Okay, so you have a motion and a second. If there are no further questions from members of council, then call for the vote.
Okay, let's take a vote.
I say yes.
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 Well, I like motion. These. I like these.
Motion carries 8-0.
Okay, now I'll give you what happened. Actually, we went through and did the planning study, evaluated the system, and found out what the cost would be. And at the last sort of meeting that we held, DENREC came in, and they had given their cost for septic system upgrades, which were not as significant as they thought they were going to be. And they narrowed it down to, instead of it just being the entire area, let me get back here to my, that one's going to wake up, apparently not. Okay, the area that was in red, they found out that there were 165 that were in the red zone. So they took and decided to do upgrades to just those 165 that were in the red zone at this point in time. And with assistance from the financial assistance branch of DENREC, they were able to make the cost quite good for the residents. The only problem is now everybody outside of that red zone or in that red zone that wants to build now will still have to put in this higher grade of septic.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. If you'll step down from the dais, we'll now call up the red group. We're actually short on people, so I need someone to volunteer to read. Okay, yours was the first hand I saw. And be thinking ahead, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have enough people for the last session of council, so we'll sort of play an all-star round about number two is the position.
I'm so short.
Okay, number two. So the last session of council, I'll just have to pick 8 people randomly. So if you really want to get in on a second dose of it, make sure your hand goes up early.
I'm literally so short.